It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community, and it is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so many suffer with different mental health illnesses, whether it's OCD, depression, bipolar disorder, but you have to seek help, and a diagnosis is necessary to discuss your treatment options. But a common mental health disorder that might be overlooked by some is anxiety. So on the line, we are talking to my friend Jamisha Sykes, licensed professional counselor, registered yoga teacher, and anxiety specialist. How are you doing today, Jamisha?
I'm doing pretty good.
Jamisha, you're an anxiety specialist. Definitely want to talk anxiety. So many people suffer from it. But what's the difference between anxiety and depression?
Anxiety is very common. We all have some level of anxiety. It really helps us function. So anxiety is going to have that worry. You're constantly worrying. It's a fear of like a what if this happens. Mm-hmm. Your body may respond with increased heart rate. Your breathing may become really rapid. You may find that you're tingling a little bit. There typically is some apprehension with anxiety as well, where you're not moving forward with something. You're procrastinating.
Ooh, sis, the struggle with procrastination is real. Now, we know there's, good anxiety that tells you need to run, you in danger, girl. And there's bad anxiety, like chronic anxiety. So, Jamisha, how does someone identify if they're suffering from chronic anxiety? And can you tell us the implications of it?
So, chronic anxiety is going to be long-term. Like we mentioned, some anxiety here and there, completely normal, encourages you to be aware. Chronic is long-term. It's debilitating. It's getting in the way of your functioning. You're not leaving the house. You're not responding to emails. You are irritable. Your body is really tense. It's keeping you up at night, even chronic anxiety. And so you need to seek help immediately when your mental health starts to get in the way of your functioning. Sleeping, eating, like I said, work productivity, and substance use even can, like if you increase your substance use, drugs and alcohol, that could be a way of you trying to cope with your anxiety. So definitely time to seek some help.
So, Jamisha, anxiety is said to lead to other mental health issues and other health ailments like depression, suicide attempts, and more. What do you have to say about that? Because I think, Jamisha, it's really important that people identify when they need to get professional help for anxiety.
Yes. So when your thoughts become super negative, where you're considering hurting yourself or hurting other people, time to seek some help. When you're overwhelmed, you just don't have it in you, when you completely feel wiped out and maybe you just woke up and it's only 8 a.m. and you're already done for the day. It's normal for your mood to fluctuate, highs and lows. Depression is going to be more so that low, where you just don't have any energy. You feel kind of flat, sadness, tearfulness, things like that. And it's normal for some fluctuation, but we're looking for extreme highs, extreme lows that are lasting longer than 2 weeks. That's when it's time to seek some help.
What are some treatment options for people? I know therapy, sometimes medication. You throw yoga in the mix as well. Tell our listeners, some options that they have.
Yes, there's self-help books out there. So if you're not quite ready for therapy, self-help books. You can check out Amazon, check out Barnes & Noble. You can also do some form of body movement. Yes, I like yoga, but research shows that just 10 minutes of moving your body is going to boost those happy chemicals, the serotonin and things like that, and it's going to help you improve your mood. So if working out is not your thing, even a 10-minute walk, getting outside, journaling. What I've been recently encouraging my clients to do is kind of just like scream in the pillow, go outside and scream. If you can't quite do that, but find a way to let your intense emotions out of your body.
Okay, that screaming thing. I would like to try that, but I think I might scare. I have an elderly neighbor, and I don't think I want to scare him.
Scream in a pillow. Scream in a pillow. Okay. Put your face in the pillow and scream.
Jamisha Sykes, how can people reach you for more information about what you do and services you offer?
Yes, you can definitely check my website out, www.thrivingintent.com. I'm also on pretty much all social media platforms at Talk to Misha.
Okay, Talk to Misha. That's M-E-S-H-I-A, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Jamisha Sykes, licensed professional counselor, registered yogi, and anxiety specialist. Thank you for giving us such great information. Hope to talk to you again soon, sis.
You are welcome. Be well, guys.